Hi, I'm Alex Morgan. Welcome to Debug the Hype. I'm not affiliated with any organization I'll mention. It's July 27th, 2026, and a federal prosecution out of Atlanta says a traveler used a duress passcode that wiped his phone during an airport search, and prosecutors are charging him under a rarely used federal obstruction statute. PG Sim City turned Postgres internals into an explorable 3D city, visualizing the buffer pool, dirty pages, and the write-ahead log as physical plaza features so learners can trace where pages live and when commits flush. The author is clear it's a teaching model, not running Postgres itself, and the UI even includes a slow-down mode to step through query life cycles. If you teach databases or want to debug mental models, this is a hands-on way to see why a commit waits for the wall and not for pages to flush. Decker is a modern HyperCard-style toolkit that ships with a tiny scripting language named Lil, a headless CLI called Lilt, and exportable self-contained HTML DEX for sharing interactive documents. It also supports deep undo, touchscreen, and Git-friendly text storage, so creators can script, version, and automate DEX as small, reusable toolkits. If you like sketchy, constraint-driven prototyping or teaching with rapid interactive examples, Decker is worth trying and harvesting parts from.
A federal indictment in Atlanta named Sam Tunick and alleges he used a Graphene OS duress passcode on a Pixel, wiping the device during a January airport search, and prosecutors have charged him under a seldom-used federal statute that forbids destroying property to prevent seizure. Tunick's lawyers counter that agents, quote, did not present a warrant or read him his rights, and that the phone, quote, went blank, flashed several times, and the phone appeared to restart, which they say explains the lost data without criminal intent. An expert quoted in the discussion put it bluntly, it's concerning and sends the message that Graphene OS is criminal by default, a perspective that's echoed by privacy advocates who see the feature as defensive, not incriminating. Technically, Graphene OS offers a duress code that triggers a wipe or altered state as an anti-coercion mechanism, and that design choice is deliberate. It's meant to give users a plausible deniability or a safe escape when devices are subject to forced access. What changed this week is legal framing. A prosecutor is asking a court to treat a protective feature as proof of willful obstruction, which flips how engineers and users thought about the tool's purpose. Hacker News reactions were predictable and practical. Many pushed EFF-style advice to prepare decoy devices or empty phones. Others suggested carrying simple burner hardware instead of advanced privacy OSs. And the thread included debates about whether duress pins can backfire in a border context.
The lawyer claims about lack of a warrant and the prosecutor's theory create a legal pressure test for privacy tooling. Is invoking a wipe a neutral, defensive act, or evidence of consciousness of guilt? If the court treats a defensive OS feature as criminal intent, expect privacy projects to rework or hide duress mechanics, and for travelers to shift toward physical burners or jurisdictions with clearer search limits. Watch how this litigation resolves. It will shape what privacy tools look like at borders and whether engineers can safely ship explicit anti-coercion features without inviting prosecution. Moonshot AI's Kimi K3 landed on Hugging Face today as what the team bills as the first open 3 trillion parameter class model, and it comes with novel attention designs called Kimi Delta Attention and Attention Residuals aimed at very long contexts, like repo scale code and multi-step reasoning. Crucially, Moonshot released the weights openly, which lets labs self-host, fine-tune, and distill the architecture without API gates. That changes the economics of access because model scarcity is no longer the only barrier. Commenters noted the practical cost. Running a 2.8 trillion parameter mixture of experts model is non-trivial, with estimates around 1.5 terabytes of video RAM or complex multi-node setups to serve it at speed.
The Hacker News thread clustered on two engineering fronts, inference optimization and model compression. People discussed quantization, distillation, and MOE routing tricks to shave GPU load, and some even outlined hacks to run slowly on RAM-heavy Xeon boxes for offline experiments. There's a social angle, too. If frontier weights are public,
API pricing becomes primarily an infrastructure and ops problem rather than a proprietary scarcity lever, which could push more sophisticated groups to self-host and force third-party services to compete on latency and reliability instead of monopoly access. Practically, most teams will still use distilled or quantized variants at first, but expect a fast follow-up wave of papers and community repos focused on efficient distillation, better quantizers for MOE layers, and scheduling algorithms that let prosumer clusters host large models without petabyte budgets. One commenter summed the mood: public weights turn what used to be marketing scarcity into an engineering challenge. If you can bear the infra cost, you own the model. That reality will accelerate infrastructure innovation and likely lower API costs over time as people publish repeatable recipes for running big MOE models on commodity hardware. Watch for community distillation tool chains and shared inference blueprints in the coming months. They'll be the practical next step that turns a headline release into something teams can actually use. If courts start treating privacy features as suspicious actions, the result will be familiar. Protective tools will move into quieter, more complex stacks rather than live in the open where users can benefit from them. I'm Alex Morgan, Debug the Hype. Thanks for listening.